Yo.
Radio.
Yeah.
When I wake up in the morning, yeah.
Yeah.
All I see is you.
All I see, baby.
Get on my knees and thank God for my blessings. 'Cause what we got is true,
it's true. Yeah.
A real love,
real love,
a real trust,
real trust,
a real woman,
woman.
Can't get enough.
That sounds like my co-host, Ashanti. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Wow. Well, we started off with the wrong song. This is our inaugural show, and we started off with the wrong song. I'm still trying to get the hang of these controls, but we're going to make it happen tonight. We're going to make it happen. So what's up with you, girl?
Nothing. What you been up to today?
Working. Over here at the studio, Icon Studio, in the building. And
you're always there. You live there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, this is where the hits are made. Both independent and real live signed artists. We're doing it here at Icon Studio. We're doing it big. Had a special guest in the building today. You know, Candy Burris is filming her new show here, The Candy Factory. You know, so we're trying to do it all the way live and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And, yo, we got crazy submissions, too.
Do we really?
Yeah, we we got.
I thought I had a few people tell me that they sent some songs in. The mailbox
went crazy. It went crazy.
Wow.
I was just like, wow, okay, all right. Well, let me first start off by saying this is an independent show. Welcome to Launchpad Radio, the Launchpad Radio Show. I want to give a special thanks and shout out to my girl, India Morel, who is our special guest tonight. And we're doing it. It's all about independent music here. We want to talk about, you know, making it, some people that are on the rise, some upcoming stars that I see and that I feel, along with Ashanti. She's got some people and some things she's got her eyes on. And we're talking about everything independent, and we want to welcome your questions, your feedback, all of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm Ian Burke once again. What's that? I'm watching this control panel. Huh?
My phone going crazy. People are retweeting and retweeting.
Everybody, is that with your phone? Yeah, we're going to have to get you a separate phone from all of that. I'm glad they're
right.
Retreating, though. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. So, but I want to try to start off with some music. You know, I'm a big fan of independent music. I'm in love with the independent movement going on. There are a lot of artists, especially coming here through Icon Studios, there are a lot of artists that are trying to do their own thing, you know, because labels aren't looking at just signing artists and developing artists anymore. So what I wanted to do was give them a platform to help get their music out there, you know, get some feedback on from their music and so forth and so on. Just, you know, get it out there, man. You know, why not? It's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of good music out there.
Don't be honest feedback, too, so don't get mad if we don't like your song.
Yo, let me tell you something about Ashanti. Ashanti don't hold back, y'all. Straight up, for real. Ashanti does not hold back. She's messy, messy, messy.
I am not.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a realist.
Hey, that's messy. You don't care about her. Nobody feels. You're going to keep it real. But I'm not mad. That's what it's all about. You know, but we're gonna play the music, and at the end of the day, it's not about our opinions, because I feel like there's a fan out there for everything, you know. So hopefully, you know, we can play some stuff that you guys like and some stuff that you may not like. But we're going to kick it off today with some friends of mine. I see them on the playlist, and I'm going to start off the show with them, our show with them, because, you know, they definitely represent what independent music is all about. Shout out to my boys, Etc. Media, who's also in the house working on a new project. Rob, Devin, Brian, Icon, all my boys. So we're going to start off with these three girls, the Yes Mans, with What Girls Are Made Of. Y'all check it out. Let me know what you think. Leave some comments in the box.
Bye.
Yeah. Those are my girls, the Yes Ma'ams. Definitely doing their thing. What you think about that, Ashanti?
I liked it. It was funky. Remind me of Prince.
Yeah, got that little funky Prince vibe to it. Go ahead, what were you saying?
I said it was dope.
My guys, once again, Etcetera Media, they put that whole concept together. You know, came up with three young ladies and did the music, did the styling and everything. And the campaign that they did behind this was a complete social media campaign. They launched it on Valentine's Day earlier this year. And it has been crazy ever since then. And the momentum is definitely picking up. And they're doing their thing. And that's what independent music is all about. You know what I'm saying? Creating that buzz. You know, because like I said earlier, the majors aren't looking at you unless you got some sort of buzz behind you. So you got to get it out. You got to get out there. You got to work it. You got to make things happen. Otherwise, man, I don't know. It's just not going to happen for you. What do you think, Ashanti?
I think the people behind them, they're really creative. Like, I've seen a lot of their photo shoots and stuff like that. They're really colorful. They do have, like, this 80s vibe, and it's just different. Is different. Like, they took all the good things we love from the 80s and made them present.
Right.
So I think it was a really good look for them.
That's the magic of Etcetera Media. I'm telling you, those boys are bad. You know, they got some hot stuff going on. We got some people in the chat room chatting it up to Joseph Tanner. Tony Love Live, who's typing right now. We got my girl, you know what, Tiffany, I'm just going to call you Tiffany. You know what I'm saying? Don't eat Pearl. I'll be mispronouncing that. You know what I'm saying? But she's in here. She told me that she'd be in here. She's supposed to be bringing some of her friends. Yeah, and, you know, even our new boss, India Morrell, who's our special guest tonight. She's going to be calling in about 15 minutes or so. And she's doing it independent. I love what she's doing. I love the movement that she's building. And I'm glad that she gave us the opportunity to create this platform for independent artists, giving us our own show.
Boss move.
You know, so we can let people know what it's really about, you know. And we got some hot shows coming up here. And we had Ashanti and I work on with Candy Burris of Real Housewives of Atlanta fame. And we actually produced our first segment last night of Candy Coated Nights, which was great. I don't know those of you who may have saw the show. If not, please check it out, www.candycoatednight.com. And last night our guests were my man Jason Weaver from film and television fame. Y'all might remember him as Teddy and ATL, you know, he's been in a lot of TV shows as well. He was one of our guests. And our musical guest was Q, formerly of Day 26. Not Q Parker. We're going to get him on the show, too. But, well, he was on Candy Coated Nights a little while ago. But Q's got some new music out there. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to have to section off this music, Ashanti, because it's just a whole lot of it. I'm thinking about doing like a male set, you know what I'm saying, a female set 1 week, and just giving, you know, everybody the opportunity to get their shine on. And for the people out there who are listening to the show, I want to give them the opportunity also to, you know, pick their favorites. Hey, whatever you hear, you want to hear it again next week, y'all shout it out, and I will do my best to make sure I play it again for you next week. But, you know, this show is for you guys. It's for the fans, and it's for independent music lovers. And not just that, it's for the artists, the songwriters, the producers, everybody who's trying their best to get into this business. You know what I'm saying?
Did we get Q's music from last night?
You know what? I have it. I have Money Bags, but it was sent to me. But I'm gonna wait. Like I really want to get past this inaugural show, and let both of us get our butterflies off.
Get them out.
You know what I'm saying? You know, because I really want the show to kind of grow. And so I'm holding Money Bags right now. I'm definitely gonna give it some time. It's a great record, as well as Q Parker and his new music. You know, I got songs for my girl Torica, Arrested Development, two-time Grammy Award winner, multi-million-selling band, Arrested Development. You know, I got a lot of music, man. I'm really excited.
Wow, I can only imagine. I bet it's a lot. different genres too. All genres are welcome, everyone.
Yeah, understand that too. And that's a very good point, Miss Ashante. We're not just doing hip hop and rap and R&B. You know, we're gonna stretch out our wings a little bit and play some different stuff. And Joseph Tanner, yeah, I'm gonna play. I don't know if I'm gonna play Vamp, Joseph. I may play a couple of other songs, but I am gonna play some Indaya Morrell tonight. I got to do that because she's my special guest tonight. But right now, I'm gonna play a band, Ashante. This is incredible teenage band that I worked with last year. They did a song with one of my artists, Gabby Ray, called Don't Look Down. But these are four teenage sisters who play their own instruments. And when I tell you, like, they're crazy, they're real crazy. You know, they are incredibly talented. Yeah, they are bad. And I'm a huge fan of theirs. They do what they call alternative folk music. But I have one of their older records that I'm a really big fan of, and I wanted to play it tonight. It's called Stretched on Your Grave. It's a classic or an old school Scottish song or Irish song, one of those two. But it's a really cool song. I'm going to play it. You guys in the chat room, let me know what you think. This is, you know, definitely something different, but definitely something cool. And I think you guys are going to like it. But if you don't, you can definitely let me know. But first, I have to find it. I got to find it.
I got it, though. DJ alert. All
right, y'all, check it out. This is Stretched Out on Your Grave. This is my girl's Von Gray. Peep it.
Yeah.
stretched out on your grave. That was different, right? What'd you think of that?
I felt like I was just put in a trance.
Yo, all the instruments except for the drum track on it, that was all in the violins. Like, they're classically trained violinists.
Yeah.
And it was sick. Tony Love Live was loving it, so, you know, that's good.
Yeah.
I didn't see any negative things in the chat box so far. And for those of you, we're new, so I don't know how to exactly answer questions in the chat room yet. I'm working on learning all that stuff. But y'all can always call in. My guest call-in number is 646-595-4038. Once again, it's 646-595-4038. You can speak to either myself or my lovely co-host, Ashanti Shine. Guess who logged in the chat box?
KT.
Ashanti. Yep. KT is up in here acting crazy. Acting crazy.
Shout out to KT, man. He does a lot of work with Don Vito, and he does video work for Candy Coat and Knife. He just does everything that has to do with sound, period.
Absolutely.
Studio.
Absolutely.
Really
big shout out to
really
Don Vito for putting us on. DVP,
yeah.
Don Vito Productions, doing his thing. Can't be mad at my man. You know what I'm saying? But once again, this is, if you're just tuning in, this is Launchpad Radio, the Launchpad Radio Show, with myself, Ian Burke, and my girl, Ashanti Shine. And we are here to play some great independent music. We're here to talk about independent situations. We're here to answer any questions that you may have as it relates to doing your own damn thing independently.
Right, right.
Now, my girl, Ashanti, for those of you who don't know, she's a mad independent PR person and an incredibly talented social media person, both of which are incredibly important as it relates to getting your music out there, your imagery out there. Ashanti, give them a little bit about what you do and how you do it.
Yep, you gotta do everything the right way. It's all strategic. You have to be very strategic with it. But, you know, call in if you have any questions. You can figure out what you need to do and what you need not to do. You know, what to say and what not to say. Cause it makes
who are
sure
some
you're
of your clients there? Who are you working with right now?
Well, of course, we got the Candy Coated Night Show. We have DJ Genius. He's a part of the Street Execs and Hustle Hard Empire and Mixtape Monopoly. You hear that a lot on the radio, the Mixtape Monopoly drop. He's actually getting ready to release his first EP December 12th of 2012.
Yeah.
So that has some music on there with K-Camp and Lil Playboy and Young Book. He signed to Grand Hustle. But, you know, he's doing big things. I'm proud of him.
that's what's up.
Yeah, coming in December, we're about to have a lot of things going on in Atlanta. So everyone, make sure you stay tuned. Follow me on Twitter. Follow him. Yeah, and I am the genius. We'll keep you updated. We have a lot of things going on.
That's it. Give out your Twitter name. I need to give mine out. What's your Twitter name, Ashanti?
Oh, mine is just Ashanti, but you have to spell it right. It's A-H-S-H-A-N-T-I.
Yeah, because we've been murdering your name. You, make sure you tell India, too, that she murdered your name when she gets on.
Yeah,
she murdered your name.
Me.
I am at Orca172. That's at ORCA172. You guys can follow me on Twitter. And we are always accepting new music. If you want to submit your music and you want the opportunity to be heard here on the Launchpad Radio Show, please send your MP3 tracks to launchpadradio13@yahoo.com. Also, for those of you who know me and are looking to get some direct feedback on your music, you can submit your music to me on blazetrack.com. That's www.blazetrack.com/IANBURKE. When you submit your music there, I give you personal feedback on your music. You get a personal video direct from me telling me what I think should be done with your music, what could be done a little differently, or whether or not I'm like, hey, you know what? I really like what you got going on. I want to get you on my show. I want to get you in the studio. Let's make some magic happen. And that's just not for artists. It's for songwriters and producers as well.
Right, right. Everyone, you should take advantage of that. I don't think you guys know how big of a deal Ian is. he acts humble, but he's a superstar. Like, all the people he brought up, like Escape and TLC, Outkast, Arrested Development. Like, Ian, tell those people what you do.
I'm a music consultant. You know, back in the 90s, though, I was a superstar, you know, back in the day. Great A&R person, great manager person, you know, working with some really, really, really cool artists. Like Ashanti said, Arrested Development, TLC, Outkast, Escape, the rapper Soleil, the group Mister that gave you Bobby Valentino. I gave Akon his first record deal. I worked with Organized Noise Productions and their family, the Goody Mob, Witch Doctor, Cool Breeze, and the list goes on and on and on. I have been very blessed to have had a really, really cool career, not just, once again, working with artists, but songwriters, producers, and
everything that
business.
Matters.
So now I'm working on, my goal is to work with upcoming music and you know, deal with artists that are on the come up that I feel have a shot, that's doing some really, really cool things. I just want to be a part of it, you know, so that's where we are right now. So this show is going to keep you informed about everything. And speaking of such, there is an event going on, the Collision Course event. I want to give a quick shout out to my boys, G. Gleazy, Greg, and my man London, London McGrew. They have the Collision Course Music and Fashion Concert Series number 5. It's going to be, though, for those of you who are in the Atlanta area, it's on November 11th of this year, and it's at Purple Rain. And they have a lot of upcoming independent artists on there. That's why I'm really excited to go see it. The launch of American Socialites, a new 5-girl group that my man London McGrew has been working on. They are going to launch their Indivisible tour at that particular event, as well as the girls of Havoc Jones and one of the dopest young female groups out there, female MC groups, Crush. They're going to be there as well performing. Purple Rain is on 355 Mall Boulevard Northwest, Duluth, Georgia. And the doors open at 6 o'clock, and the show starts promptly at 7 p.m. It's going to be hosted by my man London McGrew, and it's going to have music by DJ Pete Nice. My man Rich Graham, Filthy Rich, is going to be performing on that set too. So y'all should go check it out. There's going to be a lot of people in the house. A lot of independent artists, and it's going to be some really, really cool music. And it's definitely something that y'all would want to, these are people that you would want to get to know in terms of the types of shows that they do, because they're always doing something to get new upcoming artists exposure. So you want to check these guys out as well.
Right.
You know? All right, so check it. It's almost time for our first guest. She should be calling. Matter of fact, she should be calling in real soon. So while I'm getting her on the phone, I'm going to let y'all check out my man Gutter Slim featuring Steve Woods. This is Bang Bangs. Y'all check it out. Let me know what you think in the chat box.
Move on. hustle to six tub. Two time, don't get fixed up. Swag driving these chicks nuts. Skydiving the bitch guts. Pray good cause I'm fixed up. My hate account is ridiculous. Wood, I swear these niggas don't like me. But you never see me running my mouth, see? I get the gun, shit through with no Nike. Guns up to my waist like we time me. Eyes red, smoke trees till I'm tiny. Fourth my sleep, county when you find Steve. Every day front seat like a Spike Lee. Bada bada boom, bada bang bang. Fuck niggas ain't doing not a damn thing. Only thing these niggas ever pulled was a damn school alarm with a hamstring. Real niggas coming in. Woods ain't hot, come again. I'm sorry, I ain't feeling none of them. Miss Woods and the real got a slim. Straight up.
Play dub with no gang bang. All my dogs on the same thing. Shroud dub with that big flame. Got big fire, they go bang bang. On my way with that special nigga. You think you sweet to come test a nigga? I'm guaranteed to leave your rest a nigga. And all my dogs some fella nigga. Play dub with no gang bang. All my dogs on the same thing. Shroud dub with that big flame. Got big fire, they go bang bang. On my way with that special nigga. You think you sweet to come test a nigga? I'm guaranteed to leave your rest a nigga. And all my dogs some fella nigga.
That was Gutta Slim featuring Steve Woods, Bang Bang. What you think about
wow.
that, Ashanti? That's crazy, right?
I hate independent rap music, but I love that song.
That was a good record. That was a
I
real good record.
I like it. That song was dope.
Well, you know, I gotta screen them now. I gotta screen them. Got a lot of music in. You know, I had to screen them first.
You gotta screen them.
Yeah, Tiffany.
We would have to pay to play some crazy stuff if you played everything.
Exactly. It just can't happen. Hey, Tiffany, yes, I do see you calling. I'm going to get to you in a second, but I got to get to my girl first. Miss Indira Morales on the line. What's up,
hey.
India?
Hey, India.
Hi, Ashanti.
What's up?
A-H-S-A-N-T-I. She corrected
Damn.
Me. She was like, it's Ashanti. Okay, I'm like, okay, I'm sorry.
Yo, she got, hey, India, she got on me. She was like, yo, I love the promo. This is all good, but your girl spelled my name wrong. Oh, my God, it's Ashanti. I'm trying to get that fixed. I got to get that fixed.
My age is important.
No, for real. When somebody spell my name wrong, that's the same thing. I mean, come on, you cannot misspell the names because then people might think it's how you spell it. So I definitely agree with that. I was like, okay, let me correct it because I don't want to have her name all messed up. So I'm sorry, Ashanti.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, most people do. It's just that, you know, I make everything my name. Like, my Twitter is just my first name.
Of course.
My Instagram is my first name, so... A lot of times
right.
I'm really picky about that, so people, you know, they see that it's comprehensive, like everything is Ashanti. Okay, so that's
yeah.
the same Ashanti, rather than, you know, Ashanti and some random numbers or,
yeah,
you know.
Of course. It's your brand, your branding, so definitely you got to spell it right. It can't be wrong, so.
Right.
All right, so now that we got the name business out the way,
yeah.
What's up, India? Everybody, this is my new boss. You know what I'm saying? I fell in love with India a long time ago. Long time ago.
Oh, we're going to talk about
yes,
it. Oh, God.
We are not going to go all into that, but I fell in love. And I had the good fortune, because India is one of those slim, sexy, petite women.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Just all kinds of sexiness going on, and I had a lot of wonderful times with her in my head. But aside from that, she is also. What? Stop it now. Stop, don't go there. You don't know what I'm talking about. We're talking about independent music right now. That's what we're talking
yes.
about.
Yes. Yes.
First and foremost, we want to thank you for giving us this platform too. This is a crash course for me, India. I wish you were sitting right here next to me because I am just going bananas here. But I'm having a ball. Ashanti and I are both having a ball. We hope we are doing your show on Thursday
yes,
night's justice.
You guys sound so good. You sound really good. So
okay.
Yay. I was nervous. Yay. Don't tell nobody, but I was a little nervous.
No, you guys sound good, real good. All
right. So,
what was that?
Sorry,
Ian, but go ahead. You know, our boy KT is tripping in the chat box. He's
I know. Yeah.
He loves her.
Yes, you have fans out there. Everybody wants to say hello to India Morrell. You know,
hey,
there are Joseph Tanner, KT.
People.
Please say hello to your fans.
Hi, KP. Hi, Joseph. I know Joseph is in there. Hi, Joseph. Hi, KP.
So, we've been talking, but this is the independent music show here, you know what I'm saying? And you have been doing it independent. First of all, your career started off, you were an artist starting off at the career, way before you ventured into anything else. You were a recording artist and a songwriter, all right? So, you were even signed. Weren't you signed? Weren't you guys signed?
Yes, I was signed. I was signed to Warlock Quality Records in 94.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So we did the deal. You stopped the whole singing thing for a minute, and you got into another occupation. But now you're back into the whole singing thing, and you're marketing your music. You're putting out videos. How is it?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to my audience out there, please, who are looking to do things to help get their music visible or to build platforms for themselves so people can check out their music.
Right. Well, you know what? I think the independent artist today versus when I was doing it a long time ago, I think it's way easier now to get it out there yourself because you guys have platforms like Twitter, you have Facebook, you have all these social media sites that you can market yourself now. Like, it's a no-brainer. And it was a little different back in the days. We didn't have that. So, you know, even if you want to go into porn, like, we didn't have all these, you know, platforms. So I think the independent artist today, you know, you have to, like, you know, put yourself out there. And even if you pick up a record deal, I still think that you should promote your own self. You still got to go hard, just like you haven't got signed yet.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what's happening right now. A lot of independent artists are finding out that, you know, like you said, you can have, like, a lot of people, like, on Twitter who follow you. You know, if you're promoting something good that they want to hear, they're going to follow you, and they're going to follow everything you do. So
absolutely.
I think the social media is very important. You got to get out there. You got to make sure you're using these smartphones and on your social media every day if you're trying to do music or anything like that.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, social media is very important. Isn't it crazy how a click, just one simple click, and there's millions of millions of people.
Right.
So crazy. Social media is so important. A lot of people, especially in the hip-hop community, you rappers, you need to stop doing that. You know, a lot of them say, oh, I'm not Twitter. They want to be hard.
Oh, yeah, I heard that,
too. You better get on Twitter.
I heard somebody say that the other day. I don't do the social media. I'm like, well, then you ain't going to, like, sell no records or you ain't going to have nobody to hear your stuff because you have to be a part of the social media today to be
absolutely.
Out there as an independent artist so people can hear your stuff. So.
And don't sleep on these type of shows. This is another reason why I wanted to do one of these shows. Actually, India actually introduced me to Blog Talk Radio. I was one of her guests on her show, The Dollhouse Radio. And I just thought it was a great pop. She was playing all of this new music, and it was music that I'd never heard before. Next thing you know, I was hearing this stuff on the radio, but this is like two or 3 months later. India started playing these records before anybody else heard them. So it's like, this is an incredible platform. Now she has shows all during the week. How many shows do you have, India, including
We have seven shows, 7 days a week. We're full now, so you completed the link. You guys tonight completed the link, so welcome to the family. But we, you know, Dollhouse Radio has been here since 09, and we're very lucky because we have built those lanes for those independent artists, and we get good music. That's the thing about it. Like, the music you guys play tonight, great music. We get good music. It's a lot of hungry artists out there, and they want to know. They don't have nowhere to go. Some of them don't know how to get played. So I think Blog Talk Radio is a great platform because internet radio, I mean, so far we have 90,000 people who tuned into all of our shows on this very show. So I think that's a great platform, you know. So without any major promotion, that's great. So,
absolutely.
You know, definitely.
And who else is going to give you guys interviews. Like, India's also,
right.
and I'm following her lead. She's giving all of you new artists who nobody's ever heard of the
right.
chance to come on the radio,
right.
talk about your music, talk
mm-hmm.
talk about the platform that you're creating. And
right.
it's up to you guys now when you do it. When we're playing your music, you got to go out there and let your fan base know,
yes.
check me out, come listen to this show. I'm going to be on Dollhouse Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be on the Launchpad Radio show.
Right.
Or any of the shows that are here, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine, like, there are people who listen to the show. And it's not just a regional show. And that's another thing about internet radio. This is global, baby.
No.
We got people in Pakistan listening to
yes.
what we're doing right now.
My people in Nigeria, I had people who hit me up one night was like, hey, we trying to stay up. We going to listen to the show. So we get people from Spain to the UK always. We get a lot of people in the UK, Paris. We get a lot of listeners just everywhere. So it's not just the U.S. And that's the great thing about internet radio. It can touch anybody. So you never know who's listening. So, you know, being an independent artist, come on. I don't turn down no interviews on internet radio. Internet radio, I'm running to internet radio because that's where it is right now. Come on.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So tell us about what you're doing now musically. Let our people know what you're doing musically. We're gonna play a couple of your records.
Okay. Musically, it was really hard for me because, you know, I stopped doing music, period. When I got into the other industry, I stopped doing music. And I recently just started back singing. I stopped singing for years. I would not sing. I rapped, of course, and knows that. But I would not sing, and singing is what I started doing at first since a little girl, and I didn't do it no more. So all of a sudden, maybe like 2 years ago, I was just like, somebody was like, hey, won't you, you sound good. So I was like, okay, I got back started doing that, but it took me a long time. Like, I don't know, I can't even explain to you guys why I stopped, but I just didn't want to do it no more. So now I'm back, and I'm like, you know, trying to get back where I was, because when you don't use it, it does, you know, it's not the same. So I'm trying to get back to that place, and I'm writing a lot right now, and I'm just having fun with it. You know, my fans, I do it for them, and they love it, and that's really what all matters to me, you know. So
that's what's up.
Right.
That's what's up. Well, let's give your fans a little treat then. Let's give them a little bit of this Art of Seduction Part 2. I kind of like this song. This is a sexy song, India.
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all, check it out. This is my girl, Daria Morrell. This is the Art of Seduction Part 2. Check it out.
Hi,
here on the Launchpad Radio Show. Oh, what was was going on through your mind when you wrote that, India?
I was in the dark. When I record, I'm in the dark all the time. I was having a moment. I was home by myself, and I don't know. I was feeling myself. So that's where I was at with that one.
I'm not mad. You have Joseph Tanner is in here going crazy. You have a beautiful and sexy singing and speaking voice. You're going to drive this boy bananas.
Oh, Joseph,
calm down, Joseph.
Stop it. Oh, my God.
So you're using your muscle and your strength right now, not just in music, but you're also writing books. You have a book that's out now,
right.
And you have one that's about to launch soon.
Yes.
Tell us something about that.
Okay, the first book I launched last year, 2011, was Seductive Company. It was a erotic novel, and it was really fun to write that because I got to fantasize about all kind of nasty, dirty threesomes, like, you know, just lots of sex. And it was great. It was all fake, but it was great.
Yes, sure it was.
But this book is my memoir I'm writing right now, and I'm looking to drop it sometime. I don't have a date, but I'm looking for Christmas, so hopefully that it'll be ready by then. But it's about my life, and I take my fans through my whole life from, like, starting, I think, from 8 years old until, like, you know, how I got into porn, and I take you behind the scenes of different films I did that you probably didn't know, things that happened that went on behind the scenes, my personal life, just really basically telling all my business. So, you know, it's going to be... Yeah, that's what they like. They're nosy. So it's going to be a great book because, one, I think it's some type of therapy for me because I never talk about my personal problems or my issues with nobody. And I'm the listener. I'm the friend that listens to everybody. So I think for me, it's kind of like making me, you know, put everything out there and just, like, get rid of it and say, okay, who cares now? Now move on. So, you know, because I hold a lot of stuff in. So.
Right. I'll do that, too. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah.
I understand. I'm going to be the first in line to get that book because I already know that that book is going to be crazy.
Oh, my God.
And what's it called now? It's Infamous. What's it called?
Infamous and Infamous Memoirs of a Triple X Star. And a lot of people are like, oh, are you going to be telling on people like Corinne? And I'm just like, that's a tell-all. My book is a memoir. It's about my life, and it's these situations I've been in. So it's a little different from telling on somebody, you know, I'm mentioning names, but I'm mentioning some names I am changing because I still talk and I have relationships with these people. So I, out of respect, I want to do that. But for the people that people already knew that I was, you know, dealing with, it doesn't really matter. So I'll be mentioning those names.
Yeah, so you're not going to really be putting people on blast like Corinne did, right?
No, it's not about them. It's about me. So
there
my
is.
Book is different. You know, like, yes, I've done a lot of crazy shit. Come on, I'm from L.A. But it's not about putting those people out. It's about my experiences. You get what I'm saying? So that's more what my book is about. Yes, there's going to be a lot of drama in there and a lot of scandal. But it's my experiences, you know, so.
Absolutely.
Right.
So when can we expect this opus to come out? We're waiting. I'm online right now.
Huh?
I'm online waiting for this book to come out. When is it coming out?
I just said, it goes to the editor sometime in like less than 2 weeks.
They
so
take
we,
it too long, India. Tell them to
chill.
Yeah,
we won't know until like, you know, how long it's going to take to edit. And then after that, if I have to make corrections. So it's kind of behind right now, but, you know, I feel like I want it to be the best. You know, I don't want it to
But you know that you can sneak a few chapters to your boy over here. Just email me a few of the hottest chapters. You know what I'm saying?
OMG. Yes.
All right, well, you
we
know,
have,
y'all
like,
going to have to wait.
We can have, like, a sleepover one night, and we can, like, you know, do, like, storytelling or something. Me, you, and the
yes.
I don't know. Make it a dollhouse.
Yes,
night,
a pajama jam. You know what I'm saying? Ashanti, you can come too.
Okay.
Yeah, we can go have some fun. All right, well, check it. We may have to wait on the book, Infamous. And I can tell you, she's a very, very interesting person, a very, very sweet and loving person. But what we don't have to wait on is music. So you guys make sure that y'all be checking out my girl. And in the meantime,
go to Reverb Nation. Go over
Tell them.
Okay. Reverb Nation. You can check out all my songs, reverbnation.com/IndiaMorel. You could go there and listen to the stuff, like, you know, because I know sometimes Blog Talk Radio, their stuff don't really come out the same. Like, if you go to my Reverb page, you can hear the stuff, like, it sounds really good. So you could go there and check it out, and I hope you like it. And if you don't, I welcome all comments. I like to hear the truth, so therefore I know, yes, you don't have to yes me. So definitely I accept all comments and, you know, everything. So great.
Yeah, perfect. Yes. Let's give them another taste, one more taste before you leave. And yes. Andrea, y'all check out This Is Mistress by my girl.
And
Andrea,
my name is Andrea now. I changed it. I want to be Andrea. I don't like the Andrea girl no more. She's such a slut. So
I love the slut.
Andrea.
Come on.
You like
the
slut? Gosh,
we
oh, gosh, we
put her up. Let me tell you, Ashanti, that's my girl. Like, I have never met one. She's one of the coolest L.A. chicks I've ever known. So. I love her to death. All right, so y'all check this out. This is Mistress by Andrea Morel.
Andrea.
Y'all get it right.
Yeah,
this is the Launchpad Radio Show.
Right.
Get the business, work it out, sweat it out like we doing fitness. No attachment, no boo loving, yeah, I thug him. The way she come back, you'll swear the kid had to drug him. We just touching, no talking, she with the function. Just ass smacking, I lick her, she get the sucking. She wanna control, so I let her ride the flow. Up and down, fast and slow, she know how to play a role. Stress.
That is Mistress by my girl Andrea Morel, superstar, former porn giant, now entertainment conglomerate master. She's writing books. She has radio talk shows. She's doing her own music. She is the very embodiment of independent production, and she does it all, her graphic work, all that stuff. She does all of it, and it's really, really cool.
Hey,
I love her.
Everything. I even learned how to do my own sessions and mixing.
Oh,
I'm working on that still. I'm still working on that part, though.
No, but she's getting it in, though.
She's getting it in.
She knows she always got a home here. Whenever you're ready to record, I have a studio over here that's got your name on it, Andrea, so...
Yeah.
You know, bring it. And we're both Ashanti and myself, we're going to do what we can to do you proud on this show. We thank you again for allowing us to do this show on a Thursday night.
Thank you. You're welcome, Ashanti. And JSE.
Right.
No, I definitely welcome you guys to the family, and I'm so super excited to have you guys. So, yay, can't wait.
Yes,
make sure you guys tune in.
Make sure you give them your Twitter information, sweetie, so they can follow you, and give them your Reverb Nation page one more time.
Okay. Twitter is at Sexy India, and you can follow me on Reverb Nation as well. Listen to all my songs. ReverbNation.com/ India Morrell, and it's spelled India. I know that's ghetto, but it's India Morrell, but whatever. I pronounce it what I want. I say it how I want to say it. No. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, Ashanti.
Thank you for coming on and hanging out with us for a little while, sweetie. We'll be talking soon.
All right. Okay, baby. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. That was India Morrell. Such a sweetheart, Ashanti. She's really cool. She's really cool. Super talented.
She is.
You know,
I have some friends that are in love with her.
KT's already saying, bye, India.
Right.
He's crazy.
KT, he's about to be a regular on the show.
And that's what's up. You know, I'm going to have to bring him on here so he can go crazy on the show one time for us.
Oh, my gosh. So he volunteered to do her session already.
Did he? Oh, yeah. And won't ask for a dime either. He'll just be sitting there. I don't know how much work she's going to get done. He'd be too busy staring at her in the booth.
I know, right? Oh, my gosh.
So check it. We have my girl Tiffany on the phone. She has been waiting patiently for almost a half hour. She has questions for the both of us. All right, so we're going to get her on. We're going to chop it up with her a little bit before we get back to the music. Let me get her on the phone right now, see if she's around. Tiffany, hold on.
Hello?
Tiffany, are you there, baby?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
hey,
there
Tiffany.
She go.
Hi,
she was tearing up the chat box. We had to get her on the phone now because she loves you, number one, Ashanti. I want to give her a chance. This is the opportunities that we want to provide for our artists and people trying to get into the business. She's a big Candy fan, too, by the way. She's going to do anything to meet Candy. So when she finally comes to town, I got to make sure I hook her up with Candy. So we're going to see about that.
Thank you
for coming
to Candy Co. tonight.
Oh, see, there you go, see? There you go. So what's up, Tiffany? How can we help you, baby?
I'm doing, say that again. I couldn't hear you.
How can we help you tonight?
I just wanted to ask a question for Ashanti real quick. Okay, I know that you have your own label. Am I right?
No.
Hello? You don't have your own label?
I don't have my own label.
Oh, okay.
What Ashanti do you think?
I'm not Ashanti.
Oh, you're just regular. Oh, okay.
You're just regular.
We don't want to talk to Tiffany anymore.
Okay. But
Tiffany, you need to do more research on it, baby.
This is my first time really.
That's why I told him to spell my name right, so there wouldn't be any confusion.
Okay. I'm sorry for you guys. But I just still had a question about, like, you know, what can I do to become, like, an upcoming, like, when you're an upcoming artist and you're trying to do whatever it takes to get into that industry, what are the things to do to get into the industry and do it the right way? You know, how can I get my music out there? Who do I talk to get my music out there? Just things like that. I just want advice on that because I'm doing whatever it takes. Like, I wanted to work with Ian, you know, as he was telling you, I really want to work with Candy. So that's why I called in, just to get some advice because I've been trying for like years to, get to that place that I've been wanting to get to as in my singing career. So I just wanted to know, do you have any advice for me for like upcoming artists like myself?
Well, what do you do now to put yourself out there?
As of right now, I'm not doing anything because, as like I said, I wanted to get, like, artist development, and that's why I was talking to Ian because I wanted to get artist development because I feel like I'm ready, but I need steps to become the person I want to be, like the artist that I want to be. I want artist development, and that's the reason why I was talking to Ian because I know he does artist development and just wanting to work with Candy as well. So that's why I called in, just to get some advice on that. What can I do, you know, as an upcoming artist?
Ian, do you want to answer that? Or?
No, I think she wants her. She's already talked to me about it. She wants your perspective.
European.
I feel like you're saying one of those common phrases that we hear a lot in the industry is, oh, well, I'm not doing anything right now. I'm waiting on this. I'm waiting on that. Oh, well,
yeah.
When I get this done, when I get that done, you don't have to wait to get anything done. You can make people fall in love with your personality before you make them fall in love with your talent. And that's very crucial nowadays. You can go out, you can network. We were just talking about how important social media is. You can, you know, bring your personality to the internet. The internet is direct access to millions of people. That's how a lot of bloggers have become correspondents, you know, things like that. People have gotten radio shows off of the internet, you know, just based off Twitter. You can do, you know, there are plenty of things you can do. When you go out, try to go to more events geared towards the industry rather than just, you know, a club might host an event and say T.I.'s hosting. Then people try to go there and try to hand music in and, you know, do things like that. They're going to party just like everyone else. They're not there to listen to music. They're not there to tell you what you should do. And also, when you go out to places like that, know the, as you call me, the regular people. Because the people, the actual celebrities, they're not going to talk to you. They'll pass off your information to someone in the crew. And you didn't talk to the crew because they're regular. So that's your chance right there. So you have to be very careful with labels and who you talk to and judging people by appearance. Because I know I personally, I don't do the glam thing, but I know a hell of a lot of people. So, you know, a lot of people kind of tend to look over me and they end up being redirected right back to me. So, you know, you just have to be careful. You have to just network and get creative with putting yourself out there. You don't have to wait on the artist's development. You don't, because that's, I mean, if no one knows who you are, you won't get a chance to show people that you're an artist in the first place. So rather than trying to, you know, focus on development before you start anything, do what you can right now. So when you are ready, you already have those relationships in place.
Yeah.
And it just makes it 100 times easier. Even something just as small as a tweet or a little tweet, like, don't think these people don't see them. They may not respond, but they see them. Like, trust me, like with me running a social media account with tens of thousands of followers, like, I see every tweet. I see every tweet. Even if I don't check it every hour on the hour, I still see it. I may not respond, but like I said, I see it. So, you know, never underestimate whose attention you can get by doing something so simple, just as something like tweeting or, you know, just shouting them out. Oh, I like this record. Oh, I see you doing this and this. You're working on that project, blah, 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 blah. People appreciate things like that, and they notice it. If they don't know your real name, they at least know your screen name.
Yeah.
You know, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I did try to apply for, like, the candy show, like the Candy Factory, but I never got, like, a response. So I was like, man, so I'm just going to keep trying and trying. That's one thing about me is I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up because this is something that I've been trying to do for years. So
what do you mean you applied for the candy show? Oh, for the Candy Factory?
Yeah, the Candy Factory.
Okay.
It was months ago. And I was like, let me just try it because I was like, this is, you know, I would love to meet Candy. I would love to work with Candy. So I was like, let me just try it. And I never got, like, a response. So I was like, okay, I'm just not going to give up. I'm going to just keep on replying and re-replying. And then I'd be trying to reach out to Candy as well, like on Twitter. And I'd just be like, man, I wish that they can see my tweets so they can tweet back or something like that. But, you know, one thing about me is I'm never going to give up, and that's why I tried to talk to Ian because I know that he's, you know, he's big. Like, he's worked with a lot of people, and I felt like it would be a good thing for me and him to work together and him to artist develop me so I can become the person that I want, the artist that I want to be. Like, I just want to be where Candy was. I want to be where a lot of artists that are out now are. I want to be big, you know, so I was like, let me just talk to Ian.
You got to get yourself out there. You got to put yourself out there, sweetie. You know, I mean, ultimately, that's what it's all about. Is, you know, whether you're doing something as simple as tweeting, like Ashanti said, Facebook, getting people to know who you are, and then working on building up your artistry, you know, but it's definitely, it's an investment in self. And an investment doesn't necessarily have to mean money. You know what I'm saying? It could mean your time, your energy, everything that it would take for you to become successful or to create a platform for yourself.
Yeah,
so, I mean, you know, a lot of people make the mistakes of sitting around and waiting for people to do things for them. It's not going to magically happen. You know, it's just not. You know, very few people have had that type of situation where it's like almost an overnight success. But even those overnight successes have had obstacles that they have had to overcome to get into the business. So you got to just put your best foot forward and do what you need to do to make sure that you get to where you want to go.
Exactly.
There is one thing that you said. I know I sent out a message. I was going to let everybody know a way to get on to participate with the Candy Factory here in Atlanta. And for those of you who are looking to get on the Candy Factory or participate with the Candy Factory, and that is Candy Barris of Real Housewives fame. She has a new reality show that she's shooting right now called The Candy Factory. You may have seen the premiere episode earlier this year. She's shooting the season right now. And she has opportunities for artists to open up when she does her showcases at Opera here in Atlanta. And I am looking at artists to fill those slots. And for those of you, get your pencils and pens ready. And for those of you who are looking to get into one of those slots, you have to submit your music. You submit your music to my Blaze Track channel. That's www.blazetrack.com, BLAZETRAK.com. /IANBURKE. And make sure when you sign in and create an account for yourself and you submit your music to me that you note that it's for the Candy Factory. All right? I will review the music. I will get the music to the proper people. And we will work on getting you the opportunity to open up for Candy Showcases. She's going to be doing this for the rest of the year, every Monday for the rest of the year.
December 17th.
Exactly. So those of you who are interested in doing it and you're in the Atlanta, now we're not flying you out. We're not putting you up in a hotel. All we're doing is getting you a slot to perform on the show. So for those of you who are interested, once again, it's www.blazetrack, BLAZETRAK.com. /IANBURKE. Don't forget to put Candy Factory, the Candy Factory, in the subject line once you've signed in and created an account. And you will get a direct video message from myself letting you know how I feel about the music. And if it's something I feel will work for the show, it's going to go right to the boss lady, directly to Candy herself. All right, so that is the opportunity. That is what I promised earlier this year. Tiffany, you have any other questions? Are you good, baby? Did we answer your questions?
I'm very good. Yes, you answered all the questions I needed to answer. Thank you so much, Ashanti. Thank you so much, Ian.
No problem.
This is my first time tuning in, you know, because I saw it on Ian on Facebook, and I just wanted, it was a very good show. Like, I will tell my friends, I know I told my friends to come in, but they're kind of busy, but they would love to also call you guys about some advice. So whenever you guys do a next show, I would definitely have my friends call in and ask some questions too. But I love this show. This is my first time hearing it, and I hopefully, you know, the next time you guys have a show, I will tune in again. I really love it.
Please do let everybody know. Every Thursday at 9 o'clock, we're gonna be right here playing new music, answering new questions, and just letting you know what it's all about. So we're doing it for people like you, Tiffany. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for being one of our first loyal fans. It's gonna be great.
Yes,
thank you.
All right. Take
Bye.
Care, sweetie.
You too.
Bye.
So Ashanti, man, I guess are we a hit? Or what? I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a lot of people in the chat box.
I don't know how I feel about being called regular.
You regular, Shanti. You regular.
Oh, you regular, Shanti.
That's funny. That was funny. Joseph Tanner in the chat box, he's asking if you're related to the other Shanti. What is this with you and Ashanti?
I just felt like I didn't need to answer that question.
I'm gonna just start calling you Miss Shine. I don't even want to call you Ashanti anymore. Let's just stop the confusion. You know
call
what I'm saying?
Shanti.
I don't know though. It might be good for business. Yeah, Ashanti is gonna be on the radio, so that's my co-host. Yeah.
Right.
It's not my fault if they don't check the spelling.
Like, no, Joseph Tanner, I am not related to her. I'm sure if we were related, my mother would not name me the same exact name. To answer your question, sir. She's, I think, about 8 years older than me. You know, when she first came out, I hated that, too. Because when she first came out, people used to ask me all the time, did your mom name you after her? And I'm like, I'm 15 years old. Like, I have my 15 years.
Right.
What do you mean that my mom named me after her? Like,
right,
so
yeah,
crazy.
Your mom waited 15 years. She was just calling you, hey, girl. Hey,
right.
Girl.
Right.
Oh, it's Shanti's birth. That's what I'm going to call you.
That, right, like, what? No. And then, you know, on top of that, my last name is Shine. Like, Shine is my real last name. It's on my birth certificate, everybody. Everyone thinks it's a stage name. Everyone thinks it's fake. And I'm like, why do I need a stage name for? I'm not even performing. Like, so, you know. My name always gives me troubles. I guess it's that great. People refuse to believe it's real.
That's what it is. You know what? At least they're talking about you, babe. That's what you got to think. Hey, you're talking about me. It's all love. It's all good.
Right.
So, okay, okay. Moving back to the music. Thank you guys again for tuning in. This is the Launchpad Radio Show with Ian Burke and Ashanti Shine. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I want to play some more music for you guys. This is my man Luke Christopher, Ashanti. He is signed. He's on Interscope Records, mm-hmm. But when Indaya was on the phone, she was talking about even signed artists have to get out there and get their hustle on. So despite the fact that he's signed, he's out there doing his thing. And he's getting his hustle on, and he's releasing a mixtape. He's from L.A. He's a young kid,
okay. Teenager.
I think he's like 18 years old. I'm playing this record, though, because my artist, Matai, who was on season 2 of The Voice, the Indian girl who was on Team Adam, she made it all the way to the quarterfinal. She is an independent artist. And I'm playing this particular record because she's actually featured on the record. The song is called What's in a Name. It's a real cool hip-hop joint. And, you know, I want to play it for the audience, see what they think, and see who out there remembers Matai. She was killing it on The Voice for a minute, man. Everybody thought that she was going to win. But, you know, she's young, too. She's 18, about to be – oh, actually, she's 19, about to be 20 this month. So, you know, she's still getting it in. She's out there on the West Coast right now recording with
her.
My partner, Stone Stafford.
She's so innocent around Icon, because, you know, I pretty much live in Icon, too, with you. So,
right.
You know, she's always just kind of, like, frolicking around the studio, just humming and singing. And it's like, what is that? Like, you just hear a voice singing, floating around. I'm like, what is that? And then she comes in, Ian! Like, she's so funny. I love her. She's so sweet.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. You know what I'm saying? She's so innocent. She just don't know. That's my baby girl. But y'all check this out. This is my man Luke Christopher, and featuring my artist, Burke Stone, recording artist, Matai. What's in the Name? Y'all let me know what y'all think.
L.A. Leakers.
Pretty world, can I sleep in? In a bed with a girl I'll never see again. In a house where the rainwater leaks in. Last night, exchanged secrets in the sheets in. She spoke about the city she was raised in. How ever since she left there, she been faking. And cause she never really had a foundation. The devil on her soul to be a life's narration.
No,
narration.
The sky is good.
Silent night, can I stay out? I'm in the streets wondering how my life will play out. What happens when your favorite stars turn gray? Now you never took the time to figure out how the options weigh out. And that's what makes
make me mad as the ball. Like how the Cinderella run away from a ball. She had so much there, the ride before the fall. The angel on her shoulder couldn't reach her at all.
No, no, the sky is good. And the sand he used to wish upon and washed away. And oh,
Lakers.
That is Luke Christopher with my girl Matai. What's in the name? Interscope Records doing the damn thing. What did you think about that one, Ashanti?
That was a cool little record. Laid back.
Laid back. Yeah, it's got a laid back vibe to it.
It's a cool little record. I feel like I have to, like, I don't know, I'll be swinging and listen to that.
I gotta, you know what, I gotta play some more upbeat stuff. I am, you know, something that's gonna keep you guys, keep our audience people awake. Let them know that, you know, this is not just that one of them slow, sad songs, independent record type joints, but
right.
But I just felt like it's a good record, and you know, I had to play something for my artist Matai. I had to do that.
Of course, of course.
You know, so. Once again, though, for those of you who haven't submitted material, that are listening to the show, that's in the chat box, we are accepting material for the Launchpad Radio Show, and you can submit it once again to launchpadradio13@yahoo.com. Once again, that's launchpadradio13@yahoo.com. And
send in your records, everyone. Send them in. We want to hear it.
Send them in, please. Keep my mailbox blowing up. And y'all, it's got to be good stuff. It's got to be good. We can't play, you know, mediocre to yucky stuff. It's got to be stuff.
Right.
That's bumping.
Make sure it was mixed and all that stuff properly.
Mm-hmm. You know, something that we can all enjoy. You know, if you want a personal response from me, though, those of you who are interested in getting a personal response from me, a video response about your music, giving you a critique, songwriters, producers, and artists alike, you could submit your music to blazetrack.com/Ian Burke. That's blazetrack, www.blazetrack.com/IanBurke. Set up an account. Submit your music to me. I will definitely check it out and give you my pointers, whether I feel like it's something that's ready to go or whether I feel like it's something that needs to be worked on. And if it's something really super, I may be like, hey, I need to get you on this show, or hey, I need to get you over here at Icon Studios. We need to make some magic happen. Or hey, you know what? Look, you know, I need to put you in front of Candy because she needs you on her as one of her opening acts for the Candy Factory. One of those things is going to happen.
Right.
One of them. So
never know, people. You never know.
So submit away. Submit away. All right. I also want to remind everybody about the show coming up, the independent show coming up, the Collision Course Music and Fashion Concert Series 5, November 11th, 2012. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 7 p.m. It's at Purple Rain on Mall Boulevard, 3550 Mall Boulevard in Duluth. And, you know, a lot of great artists are going to be there, a lot of great female groups. And this is the show with the great teenage female groups. My Girls American Socialites will be doing their thing, along with Havoc Jones and the super MC group Crush will be doing their thing as well. And my man Filthy Rich, Rich Graham, is going to be a real cool show. We're going to go to that show, Shanti.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We need to go to that show, first and foremost, to support. But, you know, to check out the new music, man. Let's, you know, give these artists our support. And, you know, let's, you know, maybe we can get a few of them to be guests on the show, especially Crush. Like,
yeah.
These MC, have you heard of them?
I've heard their name, but I haven't heard their music.
You know, they are crazy. You know, Google them, because I'm telling you, like, ever since I started hearing them, probably about a year ago, it's four female MCs, and they are sick, man. I'm telling you, when the world catches on to these girls, and I can't wait, I need to get their music. Hopefully I'll have some stuff on here next week, and I'll play their music for everybody. But they are crazy. They are really, really talented MCs. Huh?
What, you said they rap?
Yeah, they're rappers. They're not singers.
Oh, okay.
It's four MCs. Okay. You know, it's been a while since we've seen a female group. There's a lot of solo females out there. You know, Diamond, Trina, Nicki Minaj,
yeah.
Rashida, and the list goes on and on and on. But we haven't seen a dope-ass female rap group since Salt and Pepper, you know, and that was back in the 80s. You know, we had J.J. Fad for a hot second. You know, but they're dope. You have to Google them, because I'm telling you, you will be impressed with these young ladies.
Okay. Real quick, I just want to give a shout-out to my friend Seth Perkins. Rihanna released her track listing out, and I see he has a credit on there. He recorded the song with her in Future.
Seth! I know Mr.
You know
Perkins.
Seth?
Absolutely. I know that engineer extraordinaire.
Oh, my gosh. That knows everyone.
Yeah, he's worked out here at Icon Studios.
Oh, okay. See, that's my buddy. I credit Seth for really introducing me. Like, you know, I always dabbled in the music, but they were all kind of like really small acts. First time I hung out with Seth, I met Sonny. That was when I met Sonny Digital. If anyone doesn't know who Sonny is, he produced Same Damn Time, the birthday song, 2 Chainz and Kanye West, and Racks on Racks on Racks, and he just has a lot of plaques at this point. So, you know, first time he introduced me to Sonny, and me and Sonny have been cool since then, and it's just like, I don't know, my network has just been growing ever since Seth introduced me to it, so.
Mm-hmm. No,
Seth
is a really cool guy.
Huh?
Absolutely. Congrats, bruh.
Right,
moving on to
right.
Bigger and better things. You can't be mad at
I'm
that.
I'm going to have Seth call in on the show and give people music tips as far as mastering and mixing their music. Because a lot of people a lot of independent artists don't seem to think that's important.
Right.
So,
book them, baby. Book them, Daniel.
Of course.
Let's get it done, baby. I'm with it. You know, we're going to have a lot of exciting guests. We're going to have producers on here. We're going to have songwriters on here. We're going to have artists on here. You know, everybody's pretty much telling you that about their struggle and what it takes to get into the business and what they're doing right now to build their platforms. Everything to give you guys instructional information to help you get to where you're trying to go in this business. If you're not trying to be an artist, you're trying to be a songwriter, if you're trying to be a producer, or heck, even if you're trying to be an industry executive, it doesn't matter. This is the show that you want to listen to. And at the same time, you get a dose of some really, really cool underground music. So, Ashanti, we're just about out of time. Why don't you tell people how they can follow you real quick?
Oh, well, I'm on Twitter at Ashanti, Ashanti, A-H, there's an H right there, everyone, A-H-S-H-A-N-T-I. I am not Ashanti with Murder, Inc. I am little old Ashanti Shine, a.k.a. She Shine. That's what it say on my Twitter when you pull it up. That's also my name on Instagram. My email is ashineer@gmail.com if any of you have any inquiries. Or, you know, just want to talk to me about anything, any tips, you know, consultations as well. But yeah, just hit me up. I'm friendly. Sometimes my email gets backed up, but I'll respond to you guys eventually. I'm getting better. I'm trying to work on that.
Trying to work on that. And tell people how they could possibly see you on Candy Coated Nights. What do they got to do to be an audience, a guest in the audience of Candy Coated Nights?
As far as Candy Coated Nights, we actually opened up the audience now, so there's no more RSVP. You can just come, and until we reach capacity, you know, you're good. So just get there early, make sure you get a seat, and if you get too full, he may have to turn you away. So, you know, your timeliness really depends on you. The show starts at 10:30 p.m. every Wednesday at Candy's Tag Boutique's location in Smyrna. She has two now. She has one on Peachtree and one in Smyrna, which is at 4500 West Village Plaza, Suite 2003, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, it's free, no charge. Just come in. We're going to talk about sex. We're going to have our guest DJs, DJ A1, Nicki Nicole, of course Candy, and Don Vito will be in the building, of course. He produces this show. And whatever celebrity guest, we usually have a few celebrities come through. So, you know, everybody check it out. I'm there. I'm the person that greets the audience and the celebs. So whichever side of the fence you're on, you'll see me first. So come holler at me.
There it is. And, of course, I'm Ian Burke. You can follow me on Twitter at Orca172. You can check me out doing the stage management details at Candy Coated Nights on Wednesday nights at Taz Boutique, as she said. And we're going to see you guys here again next Thursday night. We hope that you all come back. We hope that you enjoyed the show. We hope you enjoyed the music. Very special thanks to our guest tonight, Miss India Morel. Follow her at Sexy India on Twitter. And, yo, we had a blast. This is great. Our first show is
right,
in the can, baby.
First radio show.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, who would have thunk it?
All right, well, we're getting ready to go out. I want to leave everybody with a taste of some more alternative stuff. My girl, Miss Bess Beckman, this is the real thing. Y'all check this out, and y'all have a good week. We'll see you next week, and God bless, and good night.
Peace.
You're teasing me. You're teasing me. You're teasing me. You're boosting me.